It is, of course, natural for political and military leaders to try to put favorable interpretations on their policies. In the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, however, this has meant making statements that consist of little more than flat contradictions of evidence or specious reinterpretations of law. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, for example, has tried to legalize the Bush administration's decisions to torture prisoners of war by arguing that a new paradigm renders obsolete the Geneva Convention's strict limitations on questioning of enemy prisoners and renders quaint some of its provisions. But the allegedly new paradigm is apparent only to Gonzalez, and in any case, he lacks the authority to nullify a ratified treaty. Richard Myers, a four-star Air Force general and former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, declared categorically to Fox News, "One thing we don't do is we don't torture," as if that disposed of the pictures from Abu Ghraib prison. In speaking to our European allies about extensive evidence that the CIA was operating secret prisons and torturing the inmates, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said, "With respect to detainees, the United States government complies with its constitution, its laws, and its treaty obligations. Acts of physical or mental torture are expressly prohibited. The United States government does not authorize or condone torture of detainees. Torture and conspiracy to commit torture are crimes under U.S. law, wherever they may occur in the world." She mentioned that there had been cases of the unlawful treatment of prisoners, but added that the horrible mistreatment of prisoners at Abu Ghraib that sickened us all arose under the different legal framework that applies to armed conflict in Iraq. She failed to explain what the nature of this different legal framework actually is, or how this squares with a ban on torture, quote, "wherever it may occur in the world," unquote. Commenting on the unauthorized bombing of civilian villages in Afghanistan, former Secretary of State Colin Powell said on German TV, "We spent a huge amount of money, and we are putting our young men and women on the line every day to put in place a form of government that was decided upon by the Afghan people, and we are helping them to rebuild and reconstruct their society. That pattern is the American pattern. We're very proud of it. It's been repeated many times over, and it will be repeated again in Iraq." As Arendt suggests, it is precisely when such absurdities and flights from reality replace clear thinking that evil enters the picture. What follows are but three illustrations of the consequences of the failure of our political and military leadership to think: the systematic killing of unarmed civilians in Afghanistan and Iraq, the creation of a global network of both known and secret prisons around the world in which our troops or intelligence agents routinely torture the inmates, and the way the military's attitudes at the time of its 2003 assault on Baghdad led to the destruction and desecration of some of the world's oldest known human artifacts.